So we, Baruch Hashem, we have concluded the second bracha of Shemini Esrei. So now let's talk about Kedusha. So, as we all know, by Shacharis and by Mincha, when the Shliach Tzibur finishes the second bracha of Shemini Esrei, we say Kedusha. Kedusha begins, depending if you're Davin Nesuch Sfar or Nesuch Ashkenaz, it's basically saying the same thing, just in different words. In Nesuch Sfar, it is Nagdishach, Naritzach, We will sanctify you. We will exalt you. Like the, basically the way the angels do. That they say three times Kaddish. Mashal Shem L'cha Kedusha. And as Chashan has an Kaddish Shimcha Ba'olam, K'shem shemakdishem oisoi v'shmei moroim. That we will sanctify yourself, we will sanctify your name in the world the same way the angels sanctify you in heaven. So the Levush writes, I'm quoting from the Levush, Toiv l'chaven raglo b'shoshoim ha-kedusha imshatz. It is good that a person should hold their feet together when the person says Kedusha with the Shliach Tzibur. Why? Sharei yoyimim ne-kadesh k'shem shemakdishim moise b'shmei morim. Because we're saying we are going to sanctify you the same way you're sanctified in heaven. Uve morim, and in heaven, ha-makdishim moise b'regel yishora. The angels sanctify Hashem with their feet together. The Chassidus says in the pasuk, "V'ragleihem regel yishora." It says regarding in Yecheskel when it describes the way the Malachim sanctify Hashem, it says, "V'ragleihem regel yishora." Their feet is one straight foot. So therefore, since we're saying that we're going to sanctify Hashem the way the angels do it, so therefore we have to keep our feet together as if they're one foot. So even though we say we daven as chesvard, we say that basically the same thing. We're saying, "Kenoyam siach soid sarfai kodesh." The way the angels do it, and the way the angels do it is with one foot. So therefore, it says in the bush, we're supposed to keep our feet together. So we need to understand what this all means. Angels have feet; they have one foot. We're supposed to keep our feet together because we're supposed to sanctify like the angels. Well, what does this all mean? The Levush then brings another half of the halacha. Says Levush, "V'shoshayimrim kedusha, when we say kadosh, kadosh, kadosh." Yisu einayim lamala. A person is supposed to lift their eyes heavenward. When you say kodesh, 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 you're supposed to lift your eyes heavenward. Lahagdil ha-kavana, in order to intensify one's kavana. Vigam, also, huderach chiba. It's a manner of love. She'einayim nesuos ve'einay Hashem yizborach. That our eyes are lifted to the eyes of Hashem. Ve'einov nesuos be'einayim, and Hashem's eyes are directed toward our eyes. Ki'ilu roitzim lehidavek ba'yizbarach, as if we want to connect to Hashem. So the Levush is telling us that when we say kadosh, 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 we're supposed to lift our eyes heavenward, as if we're looking into Hashem's eyes, and Hashem is looking into our eyes. Now, what is this all based on? So the Elyon Rabbah brings Ma'aseh Merkava. The Ma'aseh Merkava. I'm not allowed to teach Maaser Merkava in public. But it says, Maaser Merkava, it says like this. The Maaser Merkava Matzasi, says El Yerabin. I found the Maaser Merkava. Limdu Aysan, teach Klal Yisrael, She Yisue Neim Lamorim, that they should lift their eyes heavenward. And they should lift their heels with their body when they say Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh. So we all that everybody does. Everybody knows they're supposed to lift their heels when you say Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh. But who knows about lifting their eyes? It's the same Maaser Merkava. You're supposed to lift your eyes heavenward. The Bush does not say anything about the heels. He does say right afterwards, which I didn't get to, he says, you're supposed to shake your whole body. He's supposed to tremble of Hashem's fear. But this is what it says in the Maaser Merkava. You're supposed to lift your eyes heavenwards and lift your heels with your body when you say Kedusha. Listen to this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not have pleasure in this world. Only at the time when their eyes are lifted towards my eyes and my eyes to their eyes. At that time, I grab onto my kisei akovid uvid musi Yaakov in the image of Yaakov, umechabko umenashka, and the Rebbeinu Shlomo embraces it and kisses it. Umazkir galusam, and he remembers their galus. Rebbeinu Shlomo Kula, what's going on here? Ela Hakadosh Baruch Hu hano lo ilamai. Hakadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have pleasure in this world only at the time when we say Kodesh, 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 and we lift our eyes heavenward, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're looking into Hashem's eyes, and Hashem's eyes are looking into our eyes. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu grabs hold of the Kisei HaKavod in the image of Yaakov, and he hugs it and he kisses it. So, Maaser Merkava is something that is beyond my grasp, but nevertheless, to try to understand a little bit what is going on here. So we know that malachim are called oimdim, and people are called holchim. Meaning, malachim are called oimdim, meaning they're stationary. People are called holchim because people grow. People are called walkers because we're either going forward or we're pulling backwards. The person is not stationary. Now, there's the Maisa of the Balatanya, the story of the Balatanya, which is very, very, very fundamental. I don't know if it was by a wedding or it was by a certain simcha that the Balatanya said to one of his chassidim to give him some musar. And it was musar, I'm not sure exactly the language he used. Obviously, the chassid is very uncomfortable. This was one of his derhoibin chassidim, one of his very lofty chassidim. So the Rebbe insisted, the chassid said, Rebbe, there's no question that if the Rebbe we compare the Rebbe to us, Hasidim, the Rebbe is much greater than we are. But if we compare ourselves to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, it's all the same. And what that means is that within the finite, there are levels. This is greater than that. But when you compare finite to infinite, it's all the same. There is no hilech. There's no growing. There's no growth. There's no levels. There's no madregas when it comes to infinite. So the Gabe, in regard to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, who is Ein Sof, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is infinite, there is no such thing as a hoilech. There's no such thing as anybody growing. Because compared to the infinite, there is no growth. Everything is oimed, everything stands still in comparison to the infinite. And that's why malachim, who have a grasp of Ein Sof, they're all aimed at. There's no growth. It's only people who live within the realm of finite. By us, there's such a thing as growth. We're growing, we're falling, because it's all in the context of the finite. Within infinite, there's no such thing. So we're called Hoilchem, and the Malachim are called Oimdim. And that's why people have 2 feet, because you need 2 feet to walk. Whereas the Malachim have a regular Yeshura. Malachim only have 1 foot because they're standing. There's no need for 2 feet. That is what 1 foot, there's no such thing as feet bechlal by the Malachim. What regal Yeshura means, what all of it means is that there's no hoilech, there's no walking. Because they are privy to the Ein Sof. There's no walking. It's only we have 2 feet because we walk. We're walkers, we're growers. However, when we're talking about Kadosh, 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 when we're talking about Kadosh, what does Kadosh mean? Kadosh means that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is separate from this world, he's separate from the finite. We're talking about the infinity of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That is what we're talking about when we say Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Says the Levush, put your feet together. Because we're being Kadosh the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Kishem Shemakdishim Oisei B'Shmei Moroi. We're being Mekadeshim the way they do it upstairs, where they're privy to infinity. That's what Kadosh means, infinite. You're talking about infinite? There's no hoilech. There's no room for 2 feet. Raglayim, regla yeshara. Put your feet together. This, I believe, is what the Goy said to Shammai and Hillel. The Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos that a Goy came to Shammai and Hillel, and it said, Gaireini, I want you to convert me. I want you to teach me the entire Torah while I'm standing on 1 foot. So Shammai chased him away. Hillel said to him, Mada aloch sani l'chavrach l'savit. Whatever you don't like for yourself, don't do to your friend. The idach pirushi, and all the rest is commentary. Zilgamar Golar. What did this guy want? Why did he want to learn the Torah, the entire Torah, while he's standing on one foot? And what does it mean, what Hillel told him? Whatever you don't like for yourself, don't do to someone else. That's the entire Torah? The rest is just commentary? The answer is that this guy understood. He understood that we're not talking about a simple guy. He understood that the Rebbeinu Shlom is infinite. If the Rebbeinu Shlom is infinite, he had a kasha. What is the purpose of the entire Torah? The entire Torah teaches us how to grow, how to elevate ourselves, to make ourselves better people, to fulfill all the mitzvahs of the Torah. What is the purpose? If compared to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, it's all zilch, it's nothing. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is infinite. So he said, I want to be a ger. But on one condition, I want you to explain to me, what is the point of Kol HaTorah Kula? What is the point of the entire Torah when I understand that in essence we're all standing on regal achas? In essence we're all standing on one foot because we're not really holchim. We're standing in front of an infinite Bore, an infinite creator where it's not possible to walk or to fall. We're all aimed in. Shani oimid al regal achas. In essence we're all standing on one foot. And Hillel taught him the most fundamental lesson in Yiddishkeit. Mada Allah sani l'chaver chlasavit. Pella v'zach. What you don't like for yourself, don't do to another person. Why is that? No, if we don't want to offend another person, then don't do to the other person what that person doesn't like. Why is it that I shouldn't do to the other person what I don't like? The rule should be, don't do to the other person what that person doesn't like. The answer is because when it comes to love and appreciation, let's say you have two friends, one is a multi-billionaire, and the other one is a pauper. Now, this billionaire has everything in the world. And the pauper, but he's a very good friend of this pauper. And this pauper wants to do something for the gvir. There's never anything that is going to be possible for him to get for the gvir. The gvir has everything. Now, does the gvir expect that the pauper should get him a Rolls Royce? Of course not. He understands that the pauper can't afford that. So when the pauper prepares him a breakfast with the little means that he has, the gevir understands how tremendous and how full of love that little breakfast is, because the pauper did whatever he could. Now, if the gevir would prepare that same exact breakfast for the pauper has the right to be terribly offended, because you didn't do what you could. If you're my friend, if you love me, then you should be doing what you can do. I'm doing for you what I can do, and you're supposed to do for me what you can do. It has nothing to do with, I'm sure you've heard it from your spouses, the main thing is the thought. Right? It has nothing to do with what the other person needs. It has to do with what's coming from your heart. So Hill says, the way it works with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, of course, there's nothing in the world you can do for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is infinite. And there's nothing in the world a finite person can do for the Rabbi Nishalaylam. But the Rabbi Nishalaylam wants you to do what you can do. Not necessarily what he needs, because he doesn't need anything. The Rabbi Nishalaylam wants you to do what you can do. What you don't like for yourself, don't do that for another person. And what you like for yourself, that's what you should do for another person. Because it has to do with you. It doesn't have to do with the recipient. It has to do with the benefactor. And if the benefactor is doing whatever he can do, that's what makes a difference. That is pshat in kol ha-toyra kula, says Hillel. You want to know what Kol HaToyra Kula is about? It's because the Rebbe Nishlam knows you and your abilities. And the Rebbe Nishlam wants you to do whatever you can do. It has nothing to do with the recipient. The recipient is infinite. Ve'idach pirushai. The entire Torah is commentary of how to do that. That's how Hillel answered. That's how he resolved this tremendous kasha that the Ger had. Lamdeini kol ha-toyra kula. Teach me what is the point of the entire Torah. Kshani oimid ha-regel achas. Because in essence, I'm really standing on one foot. There really is, in the presence of the infinite, there's no hilech, there's an oimid. Now we understand the Maaseh Merkava. When we say Kadosh, 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 when we're talking about the infinite, and we're standing with both of our feet together because we understand that when we're talking about infinite, we're an Oymed, we're not a Hoylech. Well, if that's the case, what is the purpose of Kol HaToyra Kula? Purpose is because we are saying Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh because we're looking into the Rebbe Nishlam's eyes. But at the same time, the Rebbe Nishlam was looking into our eyes, and the Rebbe Nishlam sees what we can do and what we have the ability to do. And that's all that counts. And there's no greater nachas ruach to the Rebbe Nishlam than us understanding that despite the fact that he is infinite, and that we're focusing on his eyes, that we understand that he is looking into our eyes. And that all he expects of us is the utmost we can do. And when we do the utmost we can do, the Rebbe Nishlam takes that image of Yankiv, because there is this tremendous love that exists between the Rebbe Nishlam and Klal Yisrael. And we're not expected to do anything that can please the Rebbe Nishlam on his level, because that's impossible. All we want to do, and all the Rebbe Nishlam wants us to do, is to do what we can do on our level. This is why the Torah HaKadosh says, V'yahavta l'reyacha kamoicha. The Torah says, love your fellow like yourself. Because love has nothing to do with what the other person needs. It has to do with what you can afford. And if you love the person with your abilities, that's all that Rebbe Nishlam is asking of us. Both men adam l'chaver and men adam l'malkan. Perhaps this is what Chazal tell us regarding Shmini Atzeres. Chazal say Shmini regel b'fnei atmei. Chazal tell us that although there are Sukkot, the Shmini Atzeres follows immediately after Sukkot. Shmini is considered a yontif on its own. But the words Chazal use is Shmini Atzeres, regel b'fnei atmoi. it's a regal onto its own. According to what we've just explained, Shmini Atzeres, Rashi brings, that Shmini Atzeres is the day of the Yichud between the Rebbeinu Shlomo and Klal Yisrael. Oh, Sukkot, you have all the nations, we're offering bulls, 70 bulls corresponding to all the nations. Shmini Atzeres is just one offering, one bull, which represents one Klal Yisrael with one Rebbeinu Shlomo. And that is the day that we say Ato Reis Lodas. That this is on Shmini Atzeres. We say Ato Reis Lodas. This is the day that we come to the knowledge. Ki Hashem Hu Elokim Ein Oid Melvadoi. That Hashem is God. There is nothing that exists besides Him. That Rebbeinu Shloilam is Ein Soif. Shmini Atzeres. We come to that Hasoga. That the Rebbeinu Shloilam is infinite. There is nothing besides the Rebbeinu Shloilam. So, it's that hasoge on Shmini Atzeres that there's Ein Sof, and therefore we're not a hoylich. We're an oimed. We're stationary. We're not. When it comes to infinite, there's no growth. And that's why Shmini Atzeres don't have mitzvahs. No sitting in the sukkah, no shaking lulav and asrig. There's no mitzvahs. A person is not a hoylich on Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres regel b'fnei atzmahi. It's one foot on its own. It's a malachim de geyontif. It's a malach de geyontif. According to this, we can understand, we can appreciate this week's parsha. Balak sends messengers to Bilam. To come curse Klal Yisrael. So Hashem comes to Bilam and says, nothing doing. Let's say the Chimon. Don't go with them. So then they come out. He sends another group of messengers. Hashem says, "Im likrei lecha ba'u anashim, kum leichitam. If they came to call you, go with them. Va'ach. However, es adom rasher adaber lecha es oisasa. Whatever I say to you, you must do. Whatever I say to you, oisasa. That is what you must do. Vayakam Bilam ba'boiker. So Bilam got up in the morning. Yach veshes hasoinai." And he harnessed his donkey. And he went with the ministers of Moav. And Hashem got angry that he was going. So a malach stood in the middle of the way to block him. What is going on here? Hashem says he can go. And a moment later, when he goes, Hashem gets angry that he's going. Is he allowed to go or is he not allowed to go? Hashem says a malach, no less than a malach to stop him. So the donkey sees the malach. So it rubbed it. It went towards the wall. And it pressed Bilam's foot against the wall. So he hit the donkey. Hashem opens the mouth of the donkey. What did I do to you? Now you have hit me three times. Rashi's bothered. Why doesn't it say Sholosh Palamim? Why doesn't it say Sholosh Regalim?
I should have said, you hit me three pamim, three times. Why did it say shalosh regalim? Says Rashi, Ramzaloi, the chamar, the aslan, this donkey, was hinting to Bilam, atam avakesh lakir uma, you're trying to uproot a nation, hachegege shalosh regalim bashana, that celebrates three regalim a year. Three yom tovim a year. Palavazach. That is the only thing Klal Yisrael does? We keep 613 mitzvahs. Out of all the things that we do, the asin, this donkey, said to Bilam, you're coming to uproot a nation that celebrates three Yom Tovim a year. Good luck with that. Why the three regalim? Why is that mentioned here? Out of all the mitzvahs. Bilam keeps on mentioning time and time again to Balak, to the messengers to Balak, whatever Hashem tells me, that is what I have to do. Since when is Bilam such a tzaddik? Bilam, he was a Rosh Merusha. He always did what Hashem wanted. I mean, the words that he slept with his donkey. We're talking about the lowest of the low. Big tzaddik all of a sudden. Whatever Hashem says, I've got to listen, I've got to do. I can't say anything besides what Hashem tells me. He didn't have bechira? He didn't have free choice? The answer to all this is that Bilam had this kasha. Bilam had this kasha, this contradiction. It says, the pasuk says, "V'yodea das elyon." Bilam had a tremendous grasp of godliness. He understood the concept that Hashem is infinite, and therefore came to the conclusion that there is nothing in the world that we can do that is going to make a difference. A person can't be a hoylich. There's no such thing as a person being a hoylich. A grower, growing, falling. We're in the presence of the infinite. There's nothing in the world that a human being can possibly do that will please Hashem, anger Hashem. And that's why Bilam did whatever he wanted to do, because he came to the conclusion that nothing makes a difference. But V'yodea das elyon, he had this tremendous grasp of godliness. What he didn't grasp was Hill's answer. That Madaloch Sana the Chavruk Leisavid. That it all doesn't depend on the recipient, it depends on the benefactor. And all that Rebbeinu Shlom wants us to do is what we can do. And that he's looking, just like we're looking into his eyes, he's looking into our eyes. That Bilam didn't understand. And that's why the Gemara says, Rashi brings it on the pasuk, Nu'uma Geva Shesuma Ayin. These are the words of the person that is missing an eye. Says Rashi, Bilam Suma Ba'achas Me'inavaya. Bilam was blind on one eye. What does that mean? Because the reason we have two eyes is because with one eye we look into the Rebbeinu Shleilam's eyes. And we grasp the fact that the Rebbeinu Shleilam is infinite. And with the one eye, the Rebbeinu Shlom looks into our eyes. And the Rebbeinu Shlom appreciates that we can do. But Bilam was suma b'achas me'enav. Bilam was blind in one eye. Yes, it was v'yedea das elyon. He was able to grasp the fact that the Rebbeinu Shlom was ein sof. But the fact, the other side, that the Rebbeinu Shlom was looking into our eyes and only expecting us to do what we can, that Bilam didn't grasp. And that's why just Bilam did whatever he wanted to do. Because nothing can make a difference. Now, one thing there is about a malach, an oimed, is that a malach has no bechira. A malach does not have free choice. And whatever Hashem tells him to do, he's got to do. That's what a malach is. The shlichus, the individual mission that Hashem says to a malach to do, he's got to do. So in order for Bilam to justify his entire behavior in his entire life, he could not deviate from the mission that Hashem gives him, or else it's all over. You're not a Moimid? Are you an Oimid or a Hoilech? Right? If you're an Oimid, meaning that you believe in this concept of infinity, and therefore you don't believe that there's any growth or anything, you're a Malach, you got to do what I tell you to do. And that's why Bilam kept on insisting, I cannot afford to deviate from Hashem's mission. Because as soon as I deviate, I've totally refuted myself, my entire life, my entire behavior. Once I've conceded, then I have that I have free choice. And that my choices make a difference. I'm a robot. It says, Rashi brings, when it says, Bilam got up in the morning, and he harnessed his own horse, his own donkey. So Rashi tells us that Bilam was trying to accomplish something here. He was trying to show the Rabbeinu Shlalom that he is the more zoriz, he's more zealous when it comes to the observance of mitzvahs than Klal Yisrael is. He gets up early in the morning, harnesses his own donkey against, it's not the derech of such a person so chashev to harness his own donkey. So the Rabbi Nisham says to Bilam, Rasha, you wicked person, k'vakodmach Avram, Avram Avinu outdid you. When it came to the Akedah, it says, Vayashkim Avram Baboiker, Vayachvash Eschamoiroi. Avraham Avinu got up early in the morning and he harnessed his own donkey. So, you can't outdo them. What happened here is that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to a malach to do something, they have to do it. But how to do it, whether to do bezrizis or not bezrizis, that belongs to a hoilech. It's not something that belongs to an oimed. A person can decide to do a mitzvah, bezrizis, not bezrizis. All of a sudden, Bilam, when it came to go cursing Klal Yisrael, the person that always claimed that he was an oimed, and therefore nothing that he does makes a difference, all of a sudden was trying to make a difference. When it comes to cursing Klal Yisrael, he got up early in the morning and he's harnessing his donkey. Vayichar af Hashem ki hoilechu. The Rebbeinu Shlomo got angry that he became a Heilich. You just became a Heilich. You just refuted your entire life. You do have the ability to decide when to do good, when not to do good. And you actually believe that it makes a difference. You're a Heilich, Bilam. Vayichrav Hashem ki Heilichu. So Hashem sends a Malach. Vayishyavzev. The Malach stands still. He says, the Rebbeinu Shlomo only gave you permission to go because you were going to fulfill his mission and not to do anything besides what he tells you to do. That you're going to be an oimed, not a hoilech. All of a sudden you're a hoilech, you're not going anywhere. So the Bilam says to the Malach, okay, you don't want me to go, I'm not going to go. Malach says, no, you can go. Ach, however, whatever I tell you to do, you do. You go as a Malach, you go as an oimed, you're not going as a hoilech. One second. Huh?
What about the
social goal? Oh, I'm sure. So the Sholosh Regalim that Klal Yisrael has is we have, they're called Regalim, Lashon feet. Right? What that represents is that we understand that we're Holchim, we understand that we have 2 feet to walk, and yet we understand that that there are times when we have to stand on 1 foot. When it comes to Kadosh, 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 we understand when we focus on the Ribbono Shel Olam's Ein Sof, that the Ribbono Shel Olam is infinite, we realize that we don't make a difference. And it's part of our emunah. We need to know that the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't need us. The Ribbono Shel Olam is not lacking anything. So we need to understand when Kadosh, 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 we need to be Yomid al Ragalachas. We need to understand that we're Yomidim. Nevertheless, at the same time, to remember that we are Holchim as well. And that just like we're looking into the Ribbono Shel Olam's eyes, he's looking into our eyes. And appreciating everything that we do to our best ability. That's what the Sholosh Regalim represent. We have 2 feet to be a Hilich and 1 foot to be an Oymid. That's why we have two Yom Tovim, Pesach and Sukkos. We're Hilchim. There are a bunch of mitzvahs that we need to do to be Hilchim. And then there's a Yontiv called Shavuos, which is also a Yontiv where the Ribbono Shel Olam opened all the Shiva Rekiyim and showed us that Ein Oyd Milvado, he showed us that he's infinite. It says in the pasuk, "Va'yamdu ha'am erochek." The Klal Yisrael became oimdim. Va'yisyatzvu v'saklas or. It says by Ma'amid Asina that we were oimdim. We because we realized that Malach Alaretz Kavoida. We realized that the Ribbono Shel Olam is ain't so. The Ribbono Shel Olam is infinite. There is actually absolutely no point. We're not hoichem. That is what Shavuos is about. To realize that ain't soif and that we are really not making a difference. But then we have the Pesach and the Sukkos, where the Ribbono Shel Olam looks into our eyes and appreciates everything that we do in Mechabko, Menashka. The Ribbono Shel Olam, there's nothing that the Ribbono Shel Olam has greater pleasure than realizing that we realize, that he realizes that we're doing the best of our ability. Bashem has tremendous nachas from that. So, Vatilchat Regel, Bilam Alakir, Regel, Bilam's, his entire life was based on Regel, that he had 1 foot, that he was an oymate. Because Yedeya Das Elyon, he was Suma Bachas Mehenov, Bilam's Regel was being pushed to the wall. Bilam's Regel was being tested. You, Bilam, you're trying to uproot a nation that has Sholosh Regalim. They understand that they're Hoychem and they understand that they're Oymdim. They understand the difference. And Bilam exclaims when he looks at Klal Yisrael, he says, Yisrael. Do you know why Klal Yisrael doesn't do Averis? Because Hashem Elikav Ima Yisru As Melech Boy, they have the friendship of the king, they have the V'yahavta L'Reyacha Kamoicha, the Mada Allah Sana L'Chavra Kulasav, and they understand what this friendship is all about, that it's all about, it's based on the giver and not on the taker. And if the giver is doing the best in their ability, there's nothing that brings the Ribbono Shel Olam greater pleasure than that. May we continue to bring the Ribbono Shel Olam tremendous nachas. And when we say Kaddish, 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 we need to lift our eyes heavenward and look into the Ribbono Shel Olam's eyes and realize that the Ribbono Shel Olam is looking at our eyes.